Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast.
Hey, you guys. We're back again with another episode. We are on episode 23. I want to say, episode 23, we're getting back on track. Today's episode is going to be about unlocking potential and shifting mindsets for success. And that's a good topic. I just needed to talk about like the changing of the mindset, like changing your mindset, like how important it is when you're growing or if you want different things, that you have to change your mind. You have to start with yourself. So today we're basically gonna just dive into that and I'll give some strategies and approaches on how you work on changing your mindset. And mind you, I always say, you guys, I'm not teaching y'all anything. This is a growing podcast. It's a podcast of transparency, and anything I talk about or any strategies, tips, whatever the case may be, I'm implementing them in my day-to-day life, okay? So first and foremost, we're going to talk about self-reflection and awareness. So a lot of people don't like to, like, start with themselves. They don't like to look at the person in the mirror. You got to start with that person. You have to start with the man or woman in the mirror, okay? And you have to be aware of whatever your actions are and what actions you want to partake. Does that make sense? Like taking accountability for who you are and who you want to become. So that's self-reflection and self-awareness. And, you know, when you begin to develop a deep understanding of your strengths, your weaknesses, values, and passions, basically it'll allow you to grow into your next level or your next person or your next journey, whatever you want to call it. So I always tell y'all, like, on pods, like, I always take time to kind of, like, reflect on things, past experiences, whether they're good, whether they're bad. Just reflect, like, always take that time out, like, daily. It shouldn't just be, like, a weekly, monthly, or yearly thing. It should be something you do daily. Like, how can I be better than I was yesterday? What can I do better? How can I react slower or quicker? Or, you know, how can I be, my tone be slower? Or how can I maximize my day? Like, how can I get off of social media more but put more time into this that will make me money? Like, these are things that you have to work on a daily basis. What are you doing today that you can do better tomorrow? Or what did you do yesterday that you can do better today? You get what I'm saying? So if you reflect on your past experiences and learn from them, then that's the self-awareness. That's the growth right there, right? This self-awareness will help you identify those areas for growth and set meaningful goals. So, like I said before, it's a daily thing. It shouldn't just be like, oh, well, last month I did X, Y, and Z. Nah, make this a daily thing. Make it weekly. And if you feel like, you know, daily is too much for you, then you could say, okay, well, you know, last week of the month, you could say, well, let me reflect on the rest of the previous weeks of this month, right? And figure out ways that you can make smaller goals instead of bigger ones. How can you achieve those smaller goals instead of making them big? And I say that, I mean this in a way where it's like doing daily things may become overwhelming. So if you say, okay, well, I'm going to reflect on a whole month and I'm going to pick like maybe two or three things that I could work on for the next month, then, you know, that's smaller than saying, okay, every day I'm going to fix something that I did yesterday. You know, that might just be a lot for a person. So you might feel like, okay, well, if I go to work every day and out of 30 days I was late, you know, at least once a week, So that's one goal. Stop being late. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, work on being on time. If I'm late 4 days out the month and I'm late at least every Tuesday or every Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever the case may be, we're going to work on being late only 2 days out the month. That's funny to say, but that's reality. These are things that you have to be self-aware of and you have to want to fix and change. But that is such a small thing that could potentially become, you know, make you a better person. Because if you're late for your money, shit, you're late for everything. You're late on your bills. You're late for lunch, dinner, breakfast. You're just late. You know, if you're late on those, if you're late to your money, you got to be on time for your money. But I say this to say, I say that to say, like, that's something so small to work on. And it's a monthly thing. I broke that down into a whole month. So it's like, you know, you have to find those things that you want to fix in yourself or maybe things that other people see in you that you should fix. But so we got that out the way. Self-reflection and self-awareness. Okay, we know how to do that. So once, like I said, you got to set those goals. So now we're going to set clear and achievable goals, right? You have to define specific. Is it specific or is it specific? Somebody tried to check me earlier about that. They're like, are you saying specific or specific? It's specific. So we're going to define specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, time-bound goals. Okay, so I just learned something new. We're going to set SMART goals. The S, the M, the A, the R, and the T. Break them down into small amounts. I just said this. Milestones and track your progress. Like, it's not rocket science. But if you have these clear goals and provide direction, it'll motivate you to take action because it's not these big old goals, it's more smaller ones. Do you get me? Are you here? Like, do you understand what I'm saying? It's very simple. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. So, all right, we got the self-awareness out the way. We know to create smaller goals so that we can obtain them and reach them, right? Embrace a growth mindset. Want to want better. Want to want more. And that's kind of like, I'm going to talk about that for a minute. I feel like embracing a growth mindset is actually like a lack. Like, we don't talk about it enough. Like, a lot of people are content. A lot of people are okay with the way they think, you know? Or, you know, the way they, it's really your mind. So we're going to say think. I'm going to just touch on that. A lot of people are okay with the way they think and the way that they move. But it's like, if you know it all, you're ignorant. If you feel like who you are and where you're at is like it, okay, good for you. But that's not the mindset you should have. You should always want to grow. You should always feel like you don't know it all. Every day I'm learning something new. Every day I am seeking to learn something new. Like, I'm a sponge. I want to soak up anything. Teach me how to fix my AC. Teach me anything that I didn't know before. It's just good to just learn new things. Always feeling like you know it all or the way you are is good. You're not going to go far or you're going to just be, it's going to be boring. Oh, that's going to be boring. Every day doing the same thing because you know it all. Living the same life, doing the same shit. That's so boring. Be open. You know, find new hobbies, new trades, new skills. Like, learn new shit. I'm always listening. I promise y'all. I'm always trying to find something new. Especially new ways to make money. Like, especially that. Right? So, I say that to say, once you embrace that growth mindset, you have to adopt, right, a mindset that you believe in and then continuously learning and growing and improve. You get what I'm saying? Understand that intelligence and the abilities can be, like, developed through dedication, effort, learning, and from failures. You got to embrace challenges, y'all. See them as opportunity for growth and persist in the face of setbacks. Y'all, I always say, what I say, L's aren't losses, they're lessons. Always try and find the good in the bad. Always try and find the good in the bad. You have to be able to embrace failures and learn from them. You have to. You guys, it's super important. It's okay to have setbacks. It's okay to face failures and challenges. It's okay. But you got to embrace them and then figure out, well, what did I learn from this? Or what could I have learned from this? How can I not do this again? Is the light bulb going on? Is the light bulb coming on for you guys? Once you figure out that you're embracing, you know, this growth mindset, you got to go ahead and develop a positive attitude. You got to change. When you change your mind, your attitude have to change with it. Everything will eventually start to change when you change your mind. Develop a positive attitude and basically cultivate a positive mindset by focusing, okay? Understand, focusing on the present moment and being grateful for what you have already, what you already got. You have to be grateful and acknowledge the moment that we are in, what you've already obtained. I always say I'm always striving for better, you guys, but I'm going to enjoy how much I've gotten already, where I've reached that already. I'm going to enjoy that for sure. I'm going to celebrate my successes. You have to. You have to be grateful for how far you've come. Practice that positive self-talk, affirmations, and, you know, visually being able to build that confidence and resilience, y'all. It's super, super important. That positive self-talk, it helps me. I'm not going to lie. That I'm going to be a millionaire. I am a millionaire and I own this. Like, to myself, it just helps me. It keeps me motivated. I tell y'all all the time that I motivate myself. So being able to, you know, have that self-positive talk, baby, all you're doing is just pushing yourself to your next level and surrounding yourself, right, with positive and supportive people who uplift and inspire you. You have to go where you are celebrated and not tolerated. It's important to surround yourself with positive people, people that believe in you and want to see you win, people that inspire you. You can't always be the only one doing good. You got to be around people that's doing just as good or better. Is that you have to be inspired and motivated. You want that around you. Trust me, I've been there, and it's very depressing to be the only one that's doing the inspiring. Like, it gets very, very, very sad. But after you, you know, develop your positive attitude, you know, already embrace the growth mindset, you know what I'm saying? We done set achievable goals. We've already brought up the self-awareness. You have to be able to go ahead and say, okay, well, now that, you know, my mind is open to grow and I'm more like giving myself that motivation, self-motivation, that positive prep talk and affirmations every day, I'm going to go ahead and expand my knowledge and my skills. Like I said before, when your mind change, everything is going to change. It's like it's going to want the change. Everything in you is going to want the change. You got to be able to commit to the lifelong learning. I just said it's ignorant if you feel like you know it all. You always want to acquire new knowledge, y'all. New skills, new competence, relevance to your goals. Listen, I'm going to always tell y'all, do not act like you know it all, because you don't. You don't know it all. Read more books I've been doing. Taking courses I've been doing. Attending workshops I have been attending. And seeking a mentor. A mentor who can provide you guidance and expertise in the areas that you are interested in. That I cannot, y'all, I can't tell y'all that enough. That right there, man, that's a gem. Nobody don't want to read books no more. Everybody just reading comments on Instagram and captions. They just watching everything. They not reading. Nobody's reading. Nobody wants to get better. They just feel like, oh, I could just watch a tutorial and it's going to help me get there. Nah, pick up a damn book. Take a course. Gain a new skill. Constantly challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone and explore new opportunities. Y'all, I tell y'all this, I'm always looking for a new way to make money, a new adventure, a new hobby. Oh, excuse me. I'm always, 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 always looking to do better. Embrace your failure. Learn from it. Shift your perspective on failure. View it as a stepping stone towards success rather than a setback. I keep telling y'all, listen, slow motion is better than no motion. As long as you are staying in motion. You understand? You have to be able to analyze your failures. identify the lessons that are learned in that moment, and then basically make those necessary adjustments of what you will and will not do again. Like, you get what I'm saying? Understand that failure is the natural part of learning. Like, it's a process. And it's an opportunity to help you improve and grow. You have to change the mindset on how you look at failure. L's are not losses. They're lessons. Setbacks aren't really setbacks. They're just baggage. They're basically helping you to make a better comeback. You have to, when you change your mind, y'all, everything will start to change around you. The way you look at everything. You embracing your failures and you learning from it, you're going to develop resilience. Mentally and emotional resilience to bounce back from challenges and setbacks. And you guys, like I told y'all on last two pies, the curveballs in entrepreneurship, man, I've been actually, you know, developing a thicker skin, developing more resilience. Bouncing back from setbacks and challenges is not easy, but it's definitely necessary. It's a necessity. I saw someone on Instagram, a reel, and he was just like, if you could work in chaos, then, you know, the world will become your Disneyland, because there's always going to be chaos. You understand what I'm saying? Practice the stress management techniques. Y'all, I've been doing that. You know, techniques such as being the mindfulness, meditation. I'm always meditating. Exercising, deep breathing. You know, just soothing things that will help you be stress-free, or, you know, a little less stressed. Surround yourself with a support network, right? Like getting a therapist, but like friends and family and mentors that can encourage you and guide you in these difficult times. I'll be honest, I don't really have the family that could help me, but my mom, she listens. I don't have a mentor, but like I have like one or two friends that just be like, it's gonna get better. You know what I'm saying? I might have three, you know, that I talk about with these things. I tell y'all, it's important to have those people to kind of keep you going. Cause y'all, when I be wanting to give up and break down, I just be like, I got these people over here cheering for me. They're cheering for me. We gonna take the calculated risk. Success often requires taking risk, right? Stepping outside your comfort zone. I'm always gonna say, step outside of the comfort zone. We're gonna evaluate the potential benefits and drawbacks of a situation. You know what I'm saying? Make informed decisions. I would say, y'all, you gotta think about what you're gonna do before you do it. And be willing to take calculated risk when potential rewards outweigh the potential losses. Uh-huh. Ding, 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 ding. Embrace uncertainty, but be open to new possibilities. That is a golden nugget in entrepreneurship. Golden. You got to take those calculated risks. Oh, my God. And like I said, we're going to develop the resilience. We're going to take the calculated risk. But then we're going to also practice perseverance and consistency. Y'all, success rarely happens overnight. Like, literally. I've been working my ass off, okay? I'm successful, but I could be more successful. But I'm going to stay committed to my goals and maintain my consistent efforts over time. I've already developed, you know, discipline and a great work ethic by creating my daily habits and routines that supports my goals and my businesses. But I also celebrate these small victories along the way to stay motivated. That is super important. It's little milestones and just a quick dinner out, or, you know, just going out with your girls or your boo or whatever to celebrate just small milestones. And if we're going to be honest, I have a milestone that's approaching. I'm about to be 3 years at my third location. That is beautiful. I'm going to celebrate. I have to celebrate. And, you know, at one time, my mom used to be like, are you going to celebrate every year? I'm like, hell yeah, I am. Hell yeah. Every year I'm celebrating. Every year, because I don't know nobody else. Mm-mm. And I don't. But you make sure you seek the feedback and embrace continuous improvement. I'm always looking to do better. I'm always looking to be better. You have to be open to receiving feedback from others, y'all. Whether it's, you know, your friends, your family, your colleagues, your clients, your customers, you got to use the feedback constructively to identify these areas where, you know, you need to improve and define your approach. Continuously adjust your strategies based on feedback and new information, y'all. It's super, super important to do. You're going to get better with time. I always say, I'm like wine. I get better with time. Fine wine. I really hope you guys listening. I'm dropping the gems. These are gems that I'm using for myself. And you always have to remember, right? Unlocking potential and shifting mindsets for success, it's a lifelong journey. It that requires patience, persistence, and continuous efforts. If you use all these strategies and, you know, tips that I'm telling you guys and remain dedicated in your personal growth, trust me, you can unlock your full potential and achieve the success that you desire. It's all there. It's all there. It's all there. Till next time, you guys.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in the studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms. You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all main streaming platforms.